Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray as we consider the Word of God. Lord, your Word is strong. It is powerful. It gives life. It forgives sins. Lord, we pray now as we hear your Word, bless our hearing. May we believe and be justified always by faith in Christ. Bless us, be with us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. A blessed Reformation Sunday to all of you. Good to have you here. And let me begin by saying to all of you, you're welcome. You're very, very welcome, First Lutheran Church and guests and visitors. You're welcome. Now you might be thinking, oh, Pastor, we never thanked you, so why are you saying you're welcome? Well, you should thank me today. I ought to hear a big thank you, Pastor Buescher. Can we hear that?
Thank you, Pastor
Buescher. Nice, you guys don't know what you're even thanking me for, but I'll take it. Now, here's why. As I mentioned, October 31st, 1517, Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the church door in Germany, sparking the Reformation, which is not just about history, but it's about the gospel we just sang about, the light of Christ. And I was thinking this week in my office, in the spirit of the Reformation, to try something. And I was going to have a sermon in the spirit of the Reformation that had 95 points to it. Now, are you thanking me? But I quickly, after about 2 minutes, realized that's not going to work. You will not allow me to have part of the hog roast if I did that, and I don't think my wife would let me come home if I had a 95-point sermon. We'd be here probably till tomorrow. So, again, you're welcome for not having a 95-point sermon today. I don't have a 5-point sermon. I just have 3 things to say that I think kind of summarize Reformation. And these are new hymn titles. The great hymn of the Reformation is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." We've sung that. And these are 3 other hymn titles that summarize the Reformation based on that hymn. Indeed, the Reformation is about our God being a mighty fortress that's conquered sin, death, and hell and given us the victory. Yes. 3 other titles, if you will. The first hymn title is kind of a sad one. We wouldn't sing it too loud, I don't think. We wouldn't have a trumpet with it or any other instruments with it. It would go like this. A miserable failure is myself. Now, are you so bold to say that with me? A miserable failure is myself. This is the beginning of the Reformation. And I'm not talking just about Germany 500 years. I'm talking about a Reformation, a change that happens in here by the Holy Spirit. When led by the Spirit, we can say, a miserable failure is myself. Doesn't the Reformation begin with a monk who believes he's a miserable failure? His name being Martin Luther, burdened, shackled by his sin, trying and trying and trying to please God, but knowing he's not really pleasing God, how can I be saved? Luther was taught back in his day that, in summary, there are 4 steps to salvation, Luther would have been taught. 4 steps to salvation. Number one, if you want to be saved, you want to go to heaven, you want to be right with God, you need to seek God. All right, confess your sins, be humble, seek God, seek God's will, take a step towards God. And then the second step, God sees that, and God takes a step towards you. So you're coming up to God, God's coming down to you, he likes that you're seeking him, gives you kind of initial grace, gets you by, but that's not the end. Then you have to continue, third step, you must continue to seek God, confess sins, live a life of repentance, give to the poor, give to the church, and give more to the church, and do good works, and be sincere, and continue to seek God, and then God will see that, and God will take the final step towards you and give you kind of saving grace. Although it's not really grace at all, is it? Because it's not undeserved favor, you've kind of earned it. So salvation's kind of 50-50. You take your 2 steps up, God takes his 2 steps down, you meet halfway. It's basically God helps those who help themselves. And that leads people right to hell, because it is utter heresy. Luther was burdened with this question, have I done my 2 steps? If you believe that, friend, ask yourself always, have I really done my part? I know God will do his part, but have I done my part? Have I confessed enough? Did I catch every sin that I've committed? And am I sincere about it? Or am I just faking it, going through the motions? And when I help other people and do good works, you know, have I really done enough good? I've left a lot undone. And when I'm doing those good things, again, am I just showing off? Am I sincere? Or am I just a fake? Luther was haunted by this. How can I be saved? Have I done my part? Have I done enough? Am I sorry enough? Am I sincere enough? Have I done enough? And this led him in his despair to leave law school and to become a monk, a priest. And as I mentioned in Bible class, it led him at times in the monastery to sleep without a pillow or a blanket to torment himself, torture himself. I'm going to show God how sorry I am and just beat my flesh. It led him to confess so much that his confessor told him, don't come back to me, Martin, unless you've committed murder or adultery. You confess your sins too much. Wow. He spent many nights saying, a miserable failure is myself. This is the work of the Holy Spirit with the law. Humility, repentance. You know, I read this week driving to pick up Abby from school. I read a sign that was in a yard, and the sign struck me. You know what the sign said? Clean dirt here. Clean dirt here? What is clean dirt? Now, I realize that probably means there was no sticks in it and no rocks in it, but it's still dirt. It's not clean. Call it what you may. And there are many people in our self-righteousness, in our big egos, that even though we are dirty with all sorts of sin, yet we think we're clean. I've confessed enough. I've done enough good. I can cleanse myself by being sorry and doing some good things. I can clean myself even though I'm a pile of dirt and a pile of sin. The Reformation is clear. One thing can clean sin, and that is the blood of God's Son on Calvary's cross. A miserable failure is myself. I can't do it. I try. But I don't make it up even a half a step, let alone two. But there's much more. God now just has his man cornered and humbled. But God doesn't leave him or her there. If that's you, God will not leave you there. For the second hymn title would be this. And this is the essence of the Reformation. It would be this. A merciful Father is our God. Now say that, church. A merciful Father is our... A little louder. This is the essence of it. A merciful Father is our God. Now this is the gospel. This is Reformation. This lifts the man or the woman back up with joy and faith and new life. It is said that Columbus discovered a new world. Copernicus discovered a new heaven. And Luther discovered a new God. Although he's not new, he's always been the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But he rediscovered this God of mercy. This God of grace, this God of pity and compassion, the God who sends his Son to die and to rise for the salvation of the whole world. This is uncovered by the Spirit through Luther. Luther went on a trip to Rome as a priest. He wanted to go on a pilgrimage there to see papacy and all of Rome. And he came back very discouraged. As Luther climbed up the steps to St. Peter Cathedral, he had to climb up steps to get in. By papal law, when you climbed up the steps, you had to kiss every step. How would you like that? I don't know how many steps there are or who's walked on those steps. But by papal law, you are to bow down and kiss every step on your way up. And then sometimes on the steps, you were to say the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, at various steps. And Luther was doing that among other things. And the Spirit's beginning to work on him. And Luther thinks, what am I doing? Kissing steps, saying the Our Father, just what am I doing to try to please God? And then through the Scriptures, the Spirit reveals to Luther, it's not by our steps or our kissing the steps or our saying the Lord's Prayer so many times. It's not by that we have God. It's by God's step down to us that we have God. Salvation, friends, is not four steps. You do two, God does two. Salvation is one step. It is not 50-50. Salvation is 100% God, zero you. This is called grace. This is the gospel. That God Almighty, in His mercy, would send His Son. His Son takes a great step into a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes for you and I. His Son steps upon a cross and for 6 hours bleeds and dies, paying the debt of your sin, my sin, the sin of the whole world. It is finished, He yells. There's the step. On Easter, He steps out of a tomb, the glorious risen Lord, conquering sin, death, and hell. And now for us today, He steps in water and washes and cleanses the dirty sinner. He steps in absolution when the pastor says, you're forgiven. There's the step of God, the voice of God saying, you're forgiven of your sins, not by what you do. After absolution, I don't give you 10, 20 things to do. We just say what? Amen. May it be so. I'm washed and cleansed by the word of God. He steps in bread and wine today and feeds hungry, troubled people. My body for you. My blood for you. You are forgiven. Not four steps, the step of God in mercy. To show mercy and to give faith in that mercy by His Spirit. 100% God for the miserable failure, zero you and I. We just rejoice in it. I read an article this week, and it struck me. It was called, Money Doesn't Grow on Trees, But Gold Does. All right. Where can I get this at? And supposedly, over in Australia, there are eucalyptus trees that have traces of gold on their bark and on their leaves. Now, don't go over to Australia. There's not that much there. But how can this be? Well, I guess in time, this is out in the outback of Australia. In times of drought, the eucalyptus trees will dig their roots deeper and deeper looking for water. And I guess these particular trees hit gold down in the ground. And they dug their roots into gold, and thus they have some traces of gold on their bark and on their leaves. There's gold on them trees, but not much. Again, don't run to Australia, for we have a tree that is loaded with gold. And friends, what is that tree called in the church? It's called the cross. That is the tree that's loaded down with eternal gold, the treasure of mercy. And the treasure of forgiveness, the treasure of new life for you and I and for all people. We partake of that gold as we hear the word and commune today. You get gold, the gold of heaven, the gold of God's grace given to you purely. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for all that would believe. The gospel is the power of God, not half the power of God and the other powers required of you. It's all the power of God. Romans 3 that we've spoken today. For we maintain that one is justified by faith, not along with the law. Now do your part, folks, but apart from the law. It's all God justifying the sinner. John chapter 8. If you abide my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Not halfway free, and you free yourself the other part of the way, but you're totally free in Christ. All Him. Shout out with me one more time. A merciful Father is our God. And then one must say this, as we are so full of joy in the gospel. Never take it for granted. I was telling Pat as we walked into church, you know, being over in Germany today, would that be great? And I said, well, they probably take it for granted over there, this Reformation, this gospel. I wonder if anybody even goes. And I said, well, we do the same thing here too. Especially us long-term Lutherans just kind of take it for granted. Ho-hum the gospel. Don't say ho-hum, say hallelujah to the gospel. The third hymn title, A Massive Mission Field is Our World. It's hard to preach a Reformation sermon without the call of the church to be a reformer like Luther. Luther didn't keep it to himself. A massive mission field is our world. Today is Reformation Sunday. We rejoice. May tomorrow be Reaching Out Monday. And then Reaching Out Tuesday. And Reaching Out Wednesday with the love of God that we know and the grace of God. Did you hear the story of Darian? I believe that's his name. Darian is a young 15-year-old that lives in Tampa Bay area. He's a foster child, doesn't have any parents. He wants parents really bad. So you know what he did? He got in front of a church, a Baptist church of thousands. He got in front of the church one Sunday a little while ago, and he gave a speech, and he said that he wants parents to adopt him. Someone adopt me, please. I'm a 15-year-old boy. I want to have parents. And he said, quote, "I'll take anyone. Doesn't matter. I'll take anyone. Young, old, white, black, purple. I'll take anyone. It doesn't matter." There's a young man looking for love. And praise be to God, because thousands of people have responded inquiring about adopting him. There are a lot of people around us. They may not say it with their voice, but they feel the same way. They're looking for love. Someone love me. Someone care about me. Someone have compassion on me. Help me. Guide me. Somebody, please. I'll take anyone. May you be that someone, that anyone. Be a reformer, I challenge you. To be a reformer, you don't have to write 95 theses. You don't have to become a priest or a pastor. You don't have to write wonderful hymns like Luther. To be a reformer, go to your neighbor. Go to that Darian you know who's lost and hurting. Want somebody. Don't ignore them. Don't run from them. Go to them in love. Put your arm around them. I'm here for you. May you know the love of God, the mercy of God that I know, that he sent his son to die for me and for you and the whole world. May you know that forgiveness that I know. Can you find that person? God will do the reforming. You don't. God does the reforming by his gospel. You just be his mouthpiece, his instrument of love. Lord knows the world needs reforming. America needs what? A health care reform, I guess, again. We all want that of some kind. Immigration reform. We just need government reform. Oh, hallelujah to that, huh? Tax reform, prison reform. We're always reforming. What we need is spiritual reform. The reform of the heart. And that's by the Holy Spirit and the gospel. And you be that little reformer as you show God's love in your life. Whatever you do, and speak of Jesus. So, you're welcome. Three hymn titles that sum it up. A miserable failure is myself. A merciful Father is our God. And as we leave, a massive mission field is our world. A blessed reformation to all of us. Amen. Let's rise. Today, for our confession of faith, we will confess.